All right, now in this example, I took the four only and I did it every other bar. So I still have a big one in the beginning, and then the fourth beat of bar one and the fourth beat of bar three are audible. So I'll demonstrate what I mean. Three, four, here we go. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Again. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Two things happen when you leave more space in the metronome. One, you have to groove on your own. You can't, I'm not looking at the metronome. Now, it's not cheating to look at that if you need to do that, if it helps you. But it's not self-supporting. The goal of this is to, the goal of playing with a metronome is to make your time self-supporting. If you can groove unto yourself, you can groove with any band member. You know, guitarists who are poor, not as rhythmically solid, they lean on their band members for support in the rhythm, and the band members feel it. The guitarist can't, let's assume it's a guitarist in this case. Guitarist doesn't know that. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like being in a relationship where the other person is very needy, and they don't necessarily know that it's like forming a burden on you, if you've ever been in a situation like that. You know, and I'm not saying that that's a bad, I'm not casting judgment on that. Like a baby, is very needy, but it's very, a beautiful thing to care for a baby. So, all judgment aside, the baby doesn't know that it's being needy. And, in the same way, a musician may not know that he's leaning, he or she is leaning on other band members, which that may be uncomfortable for those band members. They may not mind, or they may, you know, but anyway, this is to make you self-reliant. And so you have to develop your own groove. And then the second thing is you have to listen to the metronome more than yourself. You know, there was a few phrases there where I started to rush or drag or something, but I'm really tuned into that metronome like a hawk, you know. All right, we're going to do the same example now without the one. So watch this. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Here we go. Thank you. so a couple times I started rushing a little bit, but you know, I was zeroed in on that metronome like a hawk. So that's just 2 and 4. That's just the fourth beat every other bar. You could also do the 2 every other bar, which I'll do in the next track.